Morning. Next, we're in Klal Chavez about to start Siman Yud Ches. Siman Yud Ches deals with the issue of a person davening after having drank in something which is alcoholic, and what are the halachas of a person davening in that state. So, to give introduction to the Siman, Shulchan Aruch really presents three levels or four levels of drinking. The first level of drinking is a person drank less than a revius of wine, and that does not create any halachic status in regards to other mashkim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you measure the level of alcoholic content and impact compared to revius of wine. So if you drink something which has a higher alcoholic content, say even less than a revius would be the equivalent of a revius of wine. But going back to wine, the first level is drinking less than a revius. So that creates no halachic impact. The second level is drinking a revius, which is referred to in halacha as a shasui, a person who's had wine to drink. There are some details what it means, a revius, if you drank it, over how long a period of time, and we'll talk about that. But the second one drinking is a shasui. A shasui is a person who's had something to drink, and the Torah does not allow a kohen to do a void on that under the circumstances. A kohen cannot be nosek kapayim under those circumstances, and a person should not daven under those circumstances. That's the din of the Gemara, that a person should not daven in that situation. If he does daven, a person who's a shasti, which has had a revius of yayin, based on the din of the Gemara, b'diavad, his tefillah is valid, as long as he's able to speak lifnei hamelech. If a person cannot be medarber lifnei hamelech, he reaches the next stage, which is called shikur. A person who's a shikur should not daven, and if he davens, his tefillah is not valid, and he's not yet to tefillah. And the language of the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara is even stronger than that. Not only is that he's not yet to davening, but in his spalal tefilosoi to'eva. If he davens, his tefillah is a to'eva. And the Gemara says it's if he did avodah zarah. And the Gemara says, interestingly enough, if a person is careful not to daven in that state, so the Bereshit saves him from tzaras. So this madrega already, what's called a shikur. Now, shikur doesn't mean that he's totally inebriated and he can't function at all. That's the fourth madrega, which is referred to as shichruso shalloit. So he's reached the level of shichrus compared to the Torah describes lot. That lot was not aware at all what was going around him in that state of shichrus. That's the fourth level, and we're not talking about that. This is a level where a person is aware of what he's doing. He has control, but he's not able to be medarber lifnei hamelech. Now, you have to understand, when you say medarber lifnei hamelech, you're talking about a king who has the power of life and death in his hands, and you do not want to make any false moves, any false sentences. You're very careful. So even a person who's had a little bit to drink has reached a stage where he is not fully in control of all of his thought process, and it would not be advisable for him to speak in front of the melech. He might say something wrong. Some divide this category into two madregas. There's a shasui who's not a shikur, which means he's really functional, just he cannot speak lifnei hamelech. And then so that's called one level of shikur. Then there's a level of shikur, which he's really not 100% coherent. He's not shikur shaloit, where he's totally unaware of what's going on around him. He has awareness, but his issue is not just he can't speak lifnei hamelech. He's not in total control, even not in the circumstance. That'll be relevant in regards to other tefillahs. In regards to Shemoneh Esrei, we do not differentiate between the two. And either one of those is considered a shikur, and his tefillah is considered a toheva. So that's introduction, and we will look at the actual simon in the next shiur. Have a good day.